It must make them easy to spot.
Oh, not at all. She wears a first-class wig, and it's almost impossible to tell a really first-class wig from ordinary hair.
So that doesn't help much either.
Not really. Then mind you, these wigs do cause serious problems for witches.
What's that?
The underneath of a wig is always very rough and scratchy. It sets up a frightful itch on the bald skin. Wig rash, they call it.
Is there anything else to look out for?
Nose holes.
Nose holes?
Witches have larger nose holes than ordinary people.
Why?
To smell you with. A real witch has the most amazing scent or smell. She can actually sniff out a child who is standing on the other side of the street on a pitch black night. Now, out you get. I'll hold out the towel for you.
A witch couldn't smell me. I've just had a bath.
Oh, yes, you could. The cleaner you happen to be, the more smelly you are to a witch.
What?
You see, it isn't the dirt the witch is smelling. It's you oozing out of your skin in waves. And these waves, stink waves, the witches call them, go floating through the air and hit the witch right smack in her larger-than-average nostrils. They send her reeling. Now, get your pyjamas on and come and sit by the fire.
What was that noise?
Just an owl. Nothing to be frightened of. Sit on my lap. Ah, you smell nice and clean.
Are there any witches around?
Who can say?
Am I giving out stink waves?
Not to me, you aren't. To me, you are smelling like raspberries and cream. But to a witch, you would be smelling absolutely disgusting.
What would I be smelling of?
Dog's droppings.
Dog's droppings?
Fresh dog's droppings.
I never want to have a bath again.
Just don't have one too often.
I love you, Grandmama.
And I love you.
Grandmama?
Yes, my darling?
Can a witch smell the difference between a child and a grown-up?
Grown-ups don't give out stink waves. It's getting late.
I'm not tired.
It's past your bedtime.
Tell me how else to recognize a witch.
The eyes.
The eyes?
Look in the middle of each eye, where there is normally a little black dot. If she is a witch, the black dot will keep changing color, and you will see the fire and ice dancing right in the center. It will send shivers running all over your skin.
Are there other things?
The feet. Witches never have toes. They have feet with square ends.
It must be difficult for them to walk.
Just as a witch hides her baldness with a wig, she must also hide her ugly witch's feet by squeezing them into small pointed shoes.
That must hurt.
She has to put up with it.
If she's wearing ordinary shoes, how can I recognize her?
You might possibly see her limping very slightly if you are watching closely. There is one more difference.
What is it?
Their spit is blue.
Blue?
Blue as a bilberry.
Like ink?
Exactly. They even use it to write with. They use those old-fashioned pens that have nibs, and they simply lick the nib.
If a witch was talking to me, would I be able to notice this bit?
Oh, you might see a slight bluish tinge on her teeth, but it doesn't show much.
It would if she spat. Oh,
witches never spit. They daren't.
I am watching my grandmother's face carefully. There is no hint of a smile, no twinkle in the eye. She is deadly serious.
When you were a little girl, did you ever meet a witch?
Once. Only once.
What happened?
I'm not going to tell you. It would frighten you out of your skin and give you bad dreams.
Does it have something to do with your missing thumb? Grandmama?
Time for bed.
Hello? Anyone at home?
Who is it, Grandmama?
A man dressed in black and carrying a briefcase walks into the room.
This is Mr. Olofsson. He's a solicitor.
He opens his briefcase on the kitchen table.
I have brought your father's will.
What is a will?
It is something you write before you die to say...